Café. Tros. De muziek zegt alles. Radio 2.
Zaterdag 15 juni, je bent weer terug in de muziekkroeg van Radio 2. Ze begonnen in de jaren 70 in Liverpool en bepaalde in de jaren 80 voor een belangrijk gedeelte de muzikale sound van Europa met enkele grote hits. Inmiddels bestaan ze 35 jaar, zijn ze terug met een nieuw album, English Electric. Vandaag een uur live. Hier is Orchestra Manoeuvres in the Dark.
Hallo.
One's almost the same age. Messages. To live alone and
swept, I couldn't understand why you started this again. Works is this a plan of yours to ensure I don't forget? Or I didn't tell you that I bent them all, but you never sent me a dress enough. I kept them. Can bring hope to those who have gone the separate ways. It hardly touched me when it should have been. And memories are uncertain friends when recalled by messages.
Thank you. Thank God there's no football today, otherwise nobody would be here. This is History of Modern Part 1.
precious child and every mother's kiss. All who went before, all who followed this. Every moment shared, hour of the day. No record will remain, all will fade away. Every dream you had and every battle won. All the hopes and fears and the bombs and guns. The fear is in lies, the planet and sun. All is erased and another is begun.
In the dark, Mr. Andy McCluskey and Paul Humphries. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you. And first compliments for the new record, English Electric, 12 new songs. And I think the sound is really great. You agree?
We agree, yes. Yeah. It's really great. Thank you.
Now, because it's electropop sounds really up to date.
That was the trick for us. I mean, we've been going 35 years and we have a sound. It would be stupid to not sound like OMD, but we don't just want to be a pastiche retro thing. So, yeah, trying to make us sound up to date is the hard bit.
Yeah. And can we say this album is a tribute to technology, space, maybe love?
All of that and more.
And the future.
Yeah.
And the future that didn't happen.
Yeah. Who knows? Was it a kind of a hobby making this record? Because, yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of, in a sense, it's a hobby. I mean, we don't actually need to be an OMD anymore. We don't have to be doing this. We're doing it because we choose to do it.
You're loaded.
Well, yeah. Loaded.
When Paul isn't in OMD, he's actually called Madonna. He makes loads of money.
Andy is loaded. I know Andy is loaded.
I look better in a skirt. Yeah.
You look better in a Gautier bra, yeah.
Tell us about making this record, because it was really fun, I think.
Yeah, we spent like 2 years making this record, so it was a kind of labour of love, but... you know, it's difficult when you're in a band that's 35 years old and you're making new records, and your new records are going to be compared to your older sort of classics, as people put them. So you really have to put all your energy into making it, you know, stand up, at least try to stand up against your previous work. And judging by what the critics have been saying, they seem to be saying that it does. So.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, and there's a track on the record, Kissing the Machine. I think that's an important track because it was featured on an album of Carl Bartos, Electric Music. Mm-hmm. The vocals are by Claudia Brücken from Propaganda.
Yeah.
What can you tell about that track? Recording.
Well, it was actually a song Andy wrote with Carl Bartos like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I wrote it
from Kraftwerk.
Yeah. When Carl just left Kraftwerk, actually, I wrote the song with him. It's 20 years old. Mm-hmm. But because, as you say, this album is a lot about looking back at technology and how we interface with it and whether the dream came true or not, mm-hmm. The song seemed to fit on the album, but I wrote it with Carl. I said, Paul, we need this to sound modern, so you produce it. And then, we got extra vocals from Claudia Brücken. So it's just electro royalty.
Yeah. And the album is on the charts in most European countries now, top 10 in the UK, in Germany.
Yeah.
It's also on the dance charts in America.
I mean, it's obviously we're doing something right and we're still alive, which is great.
But are there any plans to touring again over there?
Well, we've already toured the west coast of America, and we've done a European and UK tour. We're going back to America in July on the east coast,
All right. We must talk about a little bit about history.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this band started in the late 70s, but the two of you played in school bands already.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Paul
several
and I,
bands.
We went to the same school together. We've known each other since we were 7 years old. And we when we were teenagers, we kind of fell in love with German electronic music. And
fascinated by it.
Totally fascinated. Yeah. I mean, we didn't have very good equipment. We had a cheap bass guitar and Paul used to make things. But the first thing we wrote was the first song we just played.
Yeah.
We wrote Electricity when we were 16 years old.
Yeah. But we started out as a duo because all of our friends, they weren't into electronic music and thought what we were doing was rubbish. So we couldn't actually find anyone else.
They
to
said
play
worse
with.
Things than rubbish, but we won't
yeah,
say
I can't
it
say
on the
radio.
And you had some special music machines, the noise machines.
Yeah,
what kind of instruments were that?
It was my hobby was electronics as a kid, as a very young kid, actually. I started meddling with electronics and then I studied it for a few years before the band took off. And so, I built a lot of our early instruments because we both come from kind of quite working class backgrounds in the sense that we didn't have any money at all really to spend, and all that technology at that time was incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
So I used to get my auntie's radios and steal them and nick the parts out of them and make something.
And that sounds our only first record, don't it?
Yeah, well, yes, the first the drum machine we made was featured on the first album.
Okay, so nice. Okay, we talk again about history and about the future. Mm-hmm. But now, please play for us more songs.
Some more music.
Yeah,
okay.
Some more music. Ik ga ze weer aankondigen. Andy McCluskey en Paul Humphries. OMD, Orchestra Maneuvers in the Dark.
We love and we lie in the hope and in plan, consumes in Metro Land. You say run away, I say say, run away, I say, here.
okay? Sister Mary says, we will save your souls and you don't have to go to church tomorrow. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Let the force be with you.
Sister Mary says,
you know it makes sense. The kingdom will be come. And Sister Mary Gabriel says, turn away from sin. Turn your face to Jesus. It is Him.
I don't know exactly what I do. If
feeling the force? Are your souls being saved? Trust me, I'm an atheist. I will save you. Come on.
Sister.
Thank you. A little Saturday afternoon waltz.
Steeds uit 1981, de Made of Orleans. Uit dat prachtige album Architecture and Morality. And people at home are missing something really great. Because Andy McCluskey is also a great dancer.
Yes, exactly. And that doesn't come across
actually,
on the radio.
That's me not dancing. I'm trying to be calm today.
In the past, you built your own studio, working on the first records.
Mm-hmm.
Is the studio still there?
No, we stopped the studio actually after 4 years.
And
strangely enough, actually, in 1984, we came here to Hilversum, to Visselord, to finish off an album. So we almost feel like we're back home now.
Yeah, exactly. We spend a lot of time here.
Yeah. It's a great studio also.
It's a great studio, yeah. And it's still going, which is good. Yeah. So a lot of studios are going bust around the world, so it's good to know that Visselord's still
going. And you recorded now in Liverpool and in London.
Yeah. I mean, Andy lives in Liverpool, and I live, well, near Liverpool, and I live in London, so...
He's a Manchester United fan. They all live in London, not in Manchester.
You're from Liverpool, eh?
Correct.
From Luis Suarez.
Well, yeah, it hasn't bitten me yet, but yeah.
Okay, the first gig of OMD was in Liverpool.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, we played in a little club called Eric's Club in the October of 1978, and it was really just a crazy idea. You know, as Paul said earlier, the songs we've been writing since we were 16, even our best friends thought they were terrible. So it was just a hobby. We just stayed in his mother's back room, and then we finally, after 3 years, dared to. This club had a great. You know, they would let local bands on, so we thought, oh, why not? Just one gig.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, one concert, everybody will hate it. We'll call ourselves something really bloody stupid, because it doesn't matter. So we called ourselves Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and we're stuck with the same name 35 years later.
And how many people were there?
30
yeah,
people.
30 people,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were mostly our friends and our family, and even then it was like...
Okay. Being very polite.
It's a good start.
Yeah. This crowd is better and bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then the 80s came. The sound of OMD was important with great records. Looking back now, how did that change your life? Or was it not important that maybe?
Well, it did change our lives.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we went from two kids in a suburb of Liverpool with no money to two young men going around the world, seeing everybody, meeting everybody, but strangely still with no money.
No money?
Well, it's interesting. By the time we were 30, we had no money. We'd sold 20 million records, but Richard Branson seemed to have an airline and an island in the Caribbean. So I don't know where our money went, but maybe.
Well, our lawyer found some. Are you serious now?
Yeah.
We signed at 19. We were no hopers. 19 years old, we signed to Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, you know, we didn't think that we'd ever see past the first album, so it didn't really matter about the deal we signed.
Okay.
We were kids and we were inexperienced, and it was a pretty bad deal, so it took us a long time to kind of fight that and get the money that was due to us.
Okay. And in 1986, the band split up. What happened?
It was actually right at the end of the 80s.
I mean,
really, what had happened was...
All the bands played up, Spandau Ballet, Human League...
Yeah, I know, but ours was much more serious, because it wasn't about music.
No.
You see, up until 1989, Liverpool was the best football team in England, and Europe, and the world. But I could see that in the 90s, Manchester United would be better.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be in a band with a Manchester United fan. So that was the end of OMD.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Now, it always boils down to football.
It all comes to... Because, of course, in 2005, when Liverpool won the European Champions League, I thought, great, we're going to be big again. I can work with Paul again.
So he phones me up.
I phoned him up and I said, okay, I'll work with you again now. But it didn't turn out that way. That was just one lucky thing, and Liverpool are still terrible.
And who won the league last year?
Exactly.
Very good. in the meantime, you started to make some great hits with the Girls of Atomic Kitten.
You mean just music? Yes, yeah. I was just making nice music with
Hole Again. Was a real big hit.
You know, in 1996, it seemed obvious that Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, you know, it was the height of grunge and Britpop, and I figured a band that was considered to be an 80s synth band was kind of out of fashion.
Yeah. Okay.
But I still was egotistical enough to think I could write good music. And you know what's amazing? Me, ugly, middle-aged, couldn't sell records. I got three beautiful teenagers and I had my first number one in England. It was really easy.
Yeah. Good for you. And Paul, what did you do? Music, maybe.
Yeah, well, I started a label in Liverpool to help out Liverpool bands, and so I signed a lot of Liverpool artists that were kind of struggling and needed an outlet, and then I formed a band with Claudia Brooken from Propaganda.
All right.
A band called 1-2. Mm-hmm. And we made, we toured a lot, actually. We toured with the Human League and Erasure and ourselves, and released a really good record, so...
Okay. And then, 7 years ago, there was a reboot, a comeback of OMD. Can you take us through that process? How did that go?
Well, the climate had changed in the mid sort of 2000s.
Were better again.
Liverpool were better again. But also, musically...
Oh, do we have to talk about music?
Yeah, sorry. Musically, there was a lot of new electro bands, and electro was all of a sudden back back in fashion, and there was these new bands citing OMD as an influence, and so there was a lot more interest in OMD, and the phone started to go, and we kept getting offered things, and then we got offered a TV show in Germany, and for some reason we said yes, let's do it, because we kept saying no to everything. We just thought, let's go for a little jolly to Germany. We have to work for 3 minutes on a TV show, and the rest of the day we can drink beer. So
it's a good job.
Yeah, we'd forgotten how good it was.
Yeah. And so when we were together, we just discussed, you know, it was kind of a now or never thing. Do we want to be in OMD again or not? And so we just put a few shows on sale, and they sold out instantly. And so 9 shows turned into 49 shows that were all sold out. And then all of a sudden, we're doing OMD again.
Yeah, and some new highlights. We have to mention the Night of the Proms in the summer of 2009, I think. The performance with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra in London.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Well, one of the things that we said when we got back together again was that, you know, one, we didn't want it to be a job. Mm. We wanted to have fun, do crazy things. And so, yeah, playing with an orchestra, we played in a computer museum, we've done just anything that's interesting. Because we want to keep enjoying this. We don't want to be like it was in the 80s when it became our kind of job and it was too much pressure. Yeah, and I think that's what's keeping us feeling energetic. We made 2 albums which are getting great reviews, so I think people can hear the energy. So that's what we want to keep, the energy.
Yeah. Yep. And playing in a great pub today in Holland.
This is a great
pub. I haven't
had
a beer yet. Anybody got a beer for me?
The bar is looking very tempting, but we have to wait for that.
Yeah, we're too far from the bar. I don't think the microphone will reach.
Okay, let's make some music.
More
please.
Music. Okay.
Nog steeds in de business en heel goed ook. Orkest Manoeuvres in the Dark.
This is a song from our album Architecture Morality. It's a souvenir.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
This is our new single. It's fantastic. It's called Dresden.
Die heet Dresden. Gentlemen, is it possible, because we have time, can you do two more songs for us? Well, for a beer?
We can do one more. For one big beer.
Okay. Even applause for Custom Maneuvers in the Dark.
Come on, Saturday Disco, one, let's go.
15. That's the time that it's always been. We got your message on the radio.
Dank jullie wel.